And watch out, my next guest will probably be golfing, or they should be, they have been, and they probably will in their future. Goodness gracious, 8 local team golfers are getting away this summer through trips made possible through the First Tee. It's a youth nonprofit organization that teaches values, life skills, and healthy habits through the game of golf. Let's make sure we remind you of this great organization and these golfers. Tyler Smees, good morning to you as executive director of the First Tee of West Michigan. How many times have you had to say four, Shelby Persky?
I've had to say four, four times a day.
I was going to say, you probably never had to say four, because I bet your ball is straight down the fairway.
Not every time.
Okay. Formal introduction, Shelby Persky. Congratulations, sophomore, Ottawa Hills High, on behalf of you as one of the 18 golfers stepping up to the plate. The T, Connor Penn, West Catholic. You'll also be a sophomore. Good morning to you, Connor.
Good morning.
You got a crazy mom, don't you?
I do.
That's all I'll say on that one. Well, Tyler, let's do a 101, if we may. Remind us of the good work the First Tee of West Michigan does.
Yeah, you gave a great explanation of who we are. We're really about teaching values and life skills through the game of golf. Shelby and Connor are two of our teens that have been with us for a while and have great opportunities to move around and go throughout the country to learn different life skills with other students around the First Tee. The First Tee is a national organization. We run the local chapter here in West Michigan. We worked with just over 1,000 students last year, half of whom were on scholarship with us because of their family's income. That's really our heartbeat, is getting out kids that otherwise wouldn't have a chance. So we're really excited about Connor and Shelby being able to leave the area. Connor's going to Boise, Idaho this summer. Shelby's going down to Benton Harbor and then Notre Dame University. Both of them on Leadership Academy trips, really at cool opportunities where they get to meet other students from the First Tee around the country, learn through the game of golf, but also learn these life skills and values that they're going to use for the rest of their life, no matter what they get into.
All right, you're up first, Shelby Persky. When did you pick up your first driver?
When I was about 9 years old.
Nice. What's the strength of your game?
I'm much better at driving than I am chipping and putting. That's definitely where I need to practice more, but I do well with drives.
Thank you. Nancy Tennant Leadership Academy is where you'll be heading. How exciting is this for you?
I'm really excited. I just am really nervous, but I know it's going to be a lot of fun and you'll get to meet new people, and it will just be a great way to improve my golf game and stuff.
Did you have to apply for this opportunity?
No, the First Tee picked me.
Yes. Why do you think you were picked? Toot your horn. Why do you think you were picked?
Oh, because I'm really nice, or I try to help others out and try to be the bigger person when people golf, especially when they don't know what they're doing. I try to help and teach them.
Very nice. Congratulations again. Connor Penn, sophomore, West Catholic High School. You are headed to Boise, Idaho. You ever been to Idaho?
Nope.
Well, I understand it's a beautiful area. On behalf of you, the Joe Lewis Barrow Jr. Life Skills and Leadership Academy, why are you so lucky?
I have no idea, but I don't know.
I'll make something up. You're probably a good student, and you're looking forward to this, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am, yeah.
Nice. What's your strength on the course?
My driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it all about, how much of it is equipment versus talent? A little bit of both.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, back to preparing both Shelby and Connor for this. Is there any preparation needed?
Well, so we selected Shelby specifically because she's really a leader on her team at Ottawa Hills. Great story this year. They had 9 girls on their golf team last fall, the most they've had in a very long time at Ottawa Hills. And Shelby was their low scorer. And so she's naturally in that position of leadership. So we felt like this academy is going to be really good for equipping her for the fall season and her team. Regarding Connor, he did apply for this opportunity, and he's only one of 90 students selected from around the country. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of students that are in the First Tee program. So Connor's not tooting his own horn, but I'll toot it for him. So it's a great opportunity. We've sent I think now 5 students to that Life Skills and Leadership Academy he's going to in Boise, and every one of them has come back just a stronger leader and interested in leading some of our younger students as well as some of the people on their golf team as they grow as leaders in that environment. So, yes.
And then when you come back, I trust a question for both of you, Shelby, you will continue being on the Ottawa Hills High School golf team as a sophomore.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And Connor, yourself as well?
Yes.
Yes. What else does the game of golf teach you in general, Connor? Patience?
Oh, yes, it teaches me patience. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Shelby? What else does golf teach you?
It definitely teaches me to push myself, when you try something new, and like in golf, it teaches me how to be the bigger person and stuff, and not get so negative after every shot that you do, because otherwise your next shot will never be a good shot. You always have to have that confidence in yourself so you can always get a better shot.
Yes. And how will you look to strengthen your game? Is this such that out in Boise you'll actually concentrate on some of the skills?
Yeah, in Boise we'll actually play competition golf every day. I'm really excited for that.
Do you watch golf? Do you study golf?
I wouldn't say study, but I do watch some golf, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How about you, Shelby?
I watch a lot of golf, but I don't study as much. I mean, I study sometimes, but I'm not really I don't really study golf. I just kind of do my own thing.
And when you got talent, just go with that. Tyler, more on the first tee. In between, obviously, sending your teen golfers to these opportunities, how else are you working in our community?
Yeah, so Shelley, we're at 14 different golf courses in West Michigan now. So any day you could go out to some of these golf courses and see us in action teaching life skills and values through the game of golf. Obviously, summer is our busiest season. So we've got, I think right now we're right around 600 students participating right now in summer classes. So that's a huge amount of students that we're impacting. The only way we can do that is through volunteer support. So our staff leads classes, but we're always looking for mentors and volunteers around that. They've been critical to our success. But ultimately, our value comes where we're building long-term relationship with kids. So Connor and Shelby have been with us for a long time. They've built strong relationships with staff and volunteers that continue to work with them year after year and helping them grow into the young people that they want to be.
How's Mr. Tyler's swing there, Connor? Does he serve as a pretty good role model?
Yeah.
Yes. So looks like, Connor, you'll also be joined with a fellow golfer from West Michigan headed out to Boise. And Shelby, will you be on your own from West Michigan?
No.
Or there'll be another, there'll be two others? Yes, so it's not like you'll be out there all by yourself, but that'll be cool. Take home message, Shelby Persky. What do you say to that, that 9-year-old that wants to swing a club?
Well, if it's their first time, I always tell people that you just have to keep your head down, think very confident, and swing at it, and you never know, even if it's not a good shot, you just had that confidence. And I always tell people, as long as it goes in the air, you should always be happy with your shot.
That's nice. And if it doesn't, you try again.
Try again.
There we go. What's your take-home message, Connor?
I'd probably say play golf. It's a very great sport to play. You meet so many cool people through it, and you learn a lot of skills.
Yes, you bet. All right. Congratulations, both of you, off and about when it comes to this opportunity to continue learning values, life skills, and healthy habits through the game of golf, and seeing golf, you decrease your score. So that's what it's all about. Good luck to you both, Connor Penn and Shelby Persky. All right, Tyler Smees, more information about the First Tee of West Michigan, please.
Yep, you can visit us at thefirstteewestmichigan.org. All our information there about registering your child can be up there, or if you'd like to be a mentor or volunteer. We rely heavily on donations. 90% of our revenue is through donations of some kind. And obviously, you can follow us on a lot of different social media if you're curious what we're up to with kids, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Cool. Have fun.